Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at ikea-usa.com today.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hi, John Schwab here, and welcome to Take Your Bow, a new bite-sized podcast series from the Curtain Call stable that shines a spotlight on the people that make theater happen. In today's climate of increasing isolation, we want to bring you a daily dose of inspiration. And in each episode, we're giving someone in the theater a chance to take their bow. From a seasoned professional to a drama student, vocal coaches to the life coaches, you'll find them right here giving insights into what drives them to be in the business and just who inspires them. And on today's episode is actor, performer, writer, improviser, you name it, Justin Brett. I met Justin way back when we both auditioned for the Blue Man Group here in London, and we went on to drum training. I am showing our age, but our collective ages, really. And since then, he's been on the West End stage many, many times and is a member of the brilliant Showstoppers, the improvised musical. I love the show, and we had so much to talk about, so this is a little bit of a longer episode. Fear not. It's not going to break your listening time, and it's not going to eat into your catching up on Netflix. But enough of me. Let's hear Justin tell his story. It is just as basic as this. And some people I know, Justin, some people I don't. Obviously, I've just called you Justin, so I have known you for a while. Justin, who are you? What do you do? And let's just kick it off.
Okay. Hello. My name is Justin Brett, and I am I would say I'm a performer. I mean, now, I think I used to say that I was an actor, and then that's broadened, I think. Yeah, and I currently am currently I'm an improviser, and I do a lot of that. I coach improv, and I'm in a company called Showstopper, the improvised musical.
Guys, if you haven't seen it, you will see it, but you know, it is one of the funniest things I've ever seen on stage, and your jaw just is on the floor watching you guys come up with musicals on the spot. It's ridiculously good.
Ah, oh, bless you. And I'm also working on a new show called These Folk, which is myself and my compadre Susan Harrison, who's also in Showstoppers, and that is an improvised folk tale, a mythical folk tale. Is finding the mythic in the mundane, and in that we have a chat, we find some mundane stuff that members of the audience have done and a bit of information about them, and then we kind of flip it to explain that mundane things, you know, such as if you go, say for example, somebody went to work on the tube, we would reframe that as making a journey, and then say for example, if they use their Oyster card, crossing through a barrier using some kind of token or talisman.
Nice.
So, and then we just weave a folk tale with songs and stuff, and just the two of us and a small band as well. So yes, improvising and it's been kind of all the strands of my career have kind of culminated in this in the skill of doing kind of musical comedic improvising, actually. So I'm kind of. I think at the it's all downhill from here on, mate. Like, that's it. Anything else, I'm going to be just terrible at.
No, I don't believe that. Okay, Justin, when did you know that you wanted to work in the theater industry?
Well, ever since I was born, and I was So is I have an interesting thing where my dad, it turns out my dad was an actor, but I didn't always know he was my dad. I thought he was a friend of the family. It's a long story. And
this is a musical.
I know, mate. Yeah, I discovered he was my dad when I was 12. And then wow. He got together with my real mum and it was very complicated. I remember asking him to help me do the walk, like how would an old man with a bad leg lean on the stick? And so I remember doing method at 4 years old, playing an old man in a shop. I had a place of just playing an old man in a shop. But I spent hours getting that walk right.
Going back to that point at four, you obviously had, you just talked about it there, but who was that inspiration? And the second part of that question is, who inspires you now?
Well, very interesting. I don't know who that inspiration was. I think it was just innate, my desire to do that. It's just kind of one of those things I always, there was basically no doubt in my mind that that's the field I wanted to be in. And having a careers discussion at school with a careers advisor who pushed a list of careers in front of me, none of which had anything to do. And I just said, I'm not going to do any of these. And he refused to believe that was a thing. But now I think do you know what my inspiration now is? Just really good. This sounds really kind of naff, but it's really just good bloody work. And
naff about that.
No, but I think having kind of worked in improvisation, it's such an immediate, it's basically just acting, but you're doing it really presently. And so if I see people who are, you know, doing a scene together, who are genuinely reacting to each other and what is happening and not just what they're supposed to be saying, it's kind of ruined theatre for me now, because most of the stuff that I see, I just think is terrible.
It's blocking, not acting.
Yeah, it's just blocking, or it's just not listening, or it's not being present, and I don't believe it. And as soon as these days, I've got no time for that shit. As soon as that's it, now I'm gone. I'm out.
Yeah. What do your family think of your job now? Because you've said everything you've done now has brought you to the point where you're a performer. So your family must have been seeing this long trek. What do they think of your job?
Well, I mean, having said that, you know, my dad being an actor, he sort of, he never gave me any real help. And that's fine. He wasn't, he was quite well known back in the sort of late 60s and early 70s. But that it wasn't a sort of currency, like, you know, I wasn't the son of Leonardo DiCaprio or someone like that. But but he was just like, if you, you know, go to drama school, do it. There's no shortcuts.
Yeah.
Just, you know, just turn up, do the legwork. You've got to train. You've got to be good. You've got to do all that. But they've always been, you know, it's not one of those where I've had to fight. I've been very lucky, you know, to be able to go to drama school and to be able to pursue a career as an actor. I've had to do loads of other weird things. You know, like comedy car show, clown show, which I did for 15 years, and summers touring the country, and crazy costume characters, and all sorts, you know, stuff to make money in, but mainly in the field of performance. And I've been pretty lucky from that, bar a few kind of, you know, bar jobs and stuff.
You are definitely multi-skilled. With all of those things you were just talking about, the jobs that you've done, how important is that in today's world of multi-hyphenate people looking for people who are not just in a pigeonhole here or a pigeonhole there? They know many, many, many and have many, many different skills.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, you know, you kind of has to, you, in a way, you have to diversify, you know, like Tesco's now sells insurance and petrol. Yeah. You know, there's a market out there. I think one can be, you can be a bit kind of old school, you know, you've got to be great at everything, otherwise you won't work in this town. You can have that attitude, but you've also got to be honest to what do you like to do? What your skills are. I just happen to have fallen into a bunch of stuff. And now I'm old. I've kind of got quite good at things that I've had enough time to get to become quite good at those things. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
Like stand up for a bunch of years, which I'm not great at and I don't love, but I've done it. And been an actor and done a circus stuff and clowning and now improvising. And so just, and also a lot of kind of medical role plays where I've just been there and pretended to be a patient for, you know, 100 quid a day. And that's also really important. And you learn a lot from those sort of things. And I guess you're kind of always developing skills as you go.
With each job, right?
Yeah, I guess so. So I think, you know, the key is just to kind of just absorb a bit of each thing. I guess it's, if it's a kind of advice to somebody younger than myself, I would say, you know, just listen. You don't worry about everything. Don't think, oh my God, I've got to learn this. Just remember a bit from each thing and take a bit with you. And over time, you will kind of build a library, I guess, you know.
It sounds to me like that's the kind of thing that I'm talking about. It's not a backup plan. Because I do a lot of things. I produce and I teach at drama school every now and then. I act.
You make
direct
theater books.
I make theater books. I do things. You know, there are, but it's not necessarily a backup plan. That's a terrible question, really. It's just, you know, you've answered it in the fact that you have done so many different things.
Well, yeah, no, but I think you're right. Like, I guess for after a while, your backup plan is the sort of stuff that you've been doing. It's funny. When you see, say, for example, you know, very successful actors who've had a trajectory from a young age, and they, you know, you see them interviewed, like, and they're very confident, you know, and they're very, you know, they're on Graham Norton chatting away in a kind of nice suit, sitting in a louche fashion on the sofa. And they're talking about this career as if it was somehow a kind of choice that they made. And actually, that's from a very charmed position,
yeah,
of privilege, not saying, you know, necessarily just because you went to Eton and Rada or whatever, but or it's just that you had a certain amount of luck and were in the right. You were that kind of vanguard of probability,
yeah,
where somebody had to go through and get all the jobs while a lot of people had to not get all of those jobs. And a lot of that was just down to a lot of chance. And yeah, I'm sure talent and application.
Somebody has to say yes from up there above you.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you're always cap in hand at some level, unless, I guess for guys like me and maybe yourself as well, like that hasn't always been, those doors haven't always opened for us in that
True.
Way.
Yep.
And then what happens is you end up doing music producing, you end up making a book, you end up doing the Broadway tech thing. I end up going into this or this or that through necessity, actually. But as I say, necessity is the mother of invention. And therefore you find yourself with a bunch of skills you wouldn't have had you just gone straight to the National Theatre and just been a kind of, I use the term advisedly, a plain old actor from there. You know what I mean?
A POA.
So in a way, kind of looking back now, you can go, well, yeah, I did all of those things, but I did all those things because I sort of had to, as much as I now appreciate the fact that I do all of those things. And so, you know, you as well, it's the same thing, I think.
I think improvisers are some of our best actors because they're so aware of everything that's happening. You store it as well. I've seen a few of the Showstopper shows, and I've, you know, from backstage and from front of stage, and yeah. And follow your Twitter account. So whenever you're doing a show and you get a little, you put out what the show is going to be on. Sometimes you go, what? But that comes from going, yep, I have the experience. I'll be able to sing about this because I've been there. And it's only because the whole group of you are hyper aware of the surroundings, of your personal surroundings.
And also, I would also say there is a caveat there. We are also, most of us, a little bit older now.
Yeah.
Like I'm 46 now. So we're kind of, there's a couple of us under 30, but generally there's a little bit of kind of gray hair, old gnarly wisdom in there that we can bring a bit of that warmth, yeah, I think, and insight to. I think that's something that is definitely sort of some of the marrow of our, of the bone of our show. Incidentally, on Facebook, if you go to our Facebook page, there is a live show that I wasn't in it, but we did a live stream from the Lyric on the night that the theatres all closed.
Oh my goodness.
And so there was a Facebook live stream. So that's watchable online if you want.
Well, I will definitely put that in the show notes for everyone to have a look. Of course.
Great.
How are you spending your days, Justin? This is unheralded times. How are you spending your days?
masturbating furiously.
Well, aren't we all?
No, I'm just trying to sort of not go mad and trying to be creative without beating myself if I'm not beating myself up if I'm not feeling particularly, you know, because we're all it's early days and we're all going through this weird thing. Mm-hmm. And I think one can feel like one should be doing loads of stuff, and actually there's also a bit of, it's important, I think, to take stock and go, hey, this is kind of mad. Let's just appreciate that. And I've done more kind of online chatting with people than I've probably seen more people in the last week than I would have done if we could go outside. Weird.
Let's see the silver linings. Last question, really.
Yeah.
Last question. What cast album, if you had one, what cast album would you self-isolate with if it had to just be one?
Do you know, at the moment we're crazy, it would probably be Waitress.
Ah, that's a good one.
I'm absolutely crazy about that score. It's just phenomenal. I saw it in New York with Jessie Muller. I was lucky enough to see her in it.
Right.
And then me and my partner went a couple of weeks ago, you know, just with Sarah Bruz. And it's just such a fantastic score. And I keep waking, I'm still waking every day. I'm kind of going, oh, what's today's Waitress song that's in my head? It's driving me crazy. But currently, every song is a banger on that. Yeah. What's yours?
I love Assassins because there are so many different stories within the cast album. As a show, it's not the best show, I don't think.
No, it's weird.
It is weird, especially the second act. But in terms of story songs, and it does get me every time. I do love it. The original is fantastic. Also, the one with Neil Patrick Harris, the revival, he was very good in that. So that's mine at the moment. Okay. Just before we end with the quick fire questions, it's important for people to kind of do a little bit of discovery. So how would people find out where you are and what you're up to?
Well, I'm on the Twitters. I'm on at the Justin Brett. Showstopper website is showstoppermusical.com, and also the folk show that I do, These Folk, which we have. Do we have a full show? No, I think we have it. You can find us. There's a link to a full show, I think, on the page, and that's thesefolkshow.com. So do check that out. And I don't know when this is going out. I plug it. We're doing an online show for the Bristol Improv Theatre on Friday. That will have happened. And the Bristol Improv Theatre, I will give them a little plug because they're really doing some great stuff in Bristol. And of course, they're in the, you know, in the stocks now with all theatres. So give them a look. And that will be from the Bristol Improv Theatre website. We'll be broadcasting at, I think, about 8 o'clock. And that's These Folk. Myself, Sue Harrison, and our guitarist, Curtis, will be doing that show.
Fantastic. Well, I can't wait. Right. Quick fire questions, Justin, and I'm going to let you get on with the rest of your day because I know you got tons to do.
Yeah, we have to work out how to make the internet work and do a show from it.
Excellent. Okay. Very simple, this or that. Movies or theater?
Theater. Oh man. Theater. What? That's a question.
Okay. Stephen Sondheim or Lin-Manuel Miranda?
Sondheim.
Twitter or Instagram?
Twitter.
Broadway or West End?
Broadway.
Clotted cream or jam first?
Clotted cream. Sorry, Cornwall. Or whichever
one doesn't do that. Netflix or Amazon Prime?
Netflix.
Wicked or Les Mis?
Wicked.
Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Tom Stoppard or William Shakespeare?
Shakespeare. Sorry, Ed. not only have I been
Ed also him. Said William Shakespeare, just so you know. Justin, thank you so much, man. Have a great, great time tomorrow, or Friday. Sorry, have a great, great time on Friday. I hope that goes well. And
Bristol Improv Theatre website.
Yeah, and we'll get everybody there.
Thanks, buddy.
Justin Brett, another insanely talented theatre professional with more strings in his bow than I can list here. I think this is becoming a common cause here on this podcast. Look, we all need a little bit of inspiration and happiness these days, and hopefully today's chat gave you that in abundance. Thank you to everyone who has responded to our call out for guests so far. If you have listened to this and you'd like to take your bow, get in touch with me via any of the social media platforms. That's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You can email me personally at john@curtaincallonline.com. Join us tomorrow when another theater professional somewhere across the globe will be taking their bow. Bye.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.